When I filled in my brief, when I wrote the brief for the commission, I said to the commissioner, you have to imagine this piece of work is as incongruent as a piece of aircraft undercarriage that's landed on the campus. It's a complete contradiction, it's a juxtaposition, it's something you would never expect to see here. So it's an almost exact replica of the Las Vegas welcome sign. It borrows all of the aesthetic from that 1950s classic design icon of the Las Vegas sign.
And can you tell me what it says on it?
So we've got a big star at the top and it's cantilevered, so it's asymmetrical. And it says, welcome to the fabulous Anthropocene era.
And this era is the era that we might actually be in now.
The people that decide the names of the eras that we're living within are actually currently convening, and they've been brought together. They're some of the world's top scholars to compare notes on whether or not we've entered a new geological period. So they have up until 2016 to decide whether or not we're in the Anthropocene era. The reason in which people are starting to say, from ecologists to environmentalists and to geologists, are we in a new era? We must be in a new era. We can't still be in the Holocene era. It's because of the level of impact that we're having on the environment that surrounds us. Now, for some people, this period started. Some people are saying that this new period, the Anthropocene era, started with the Industrial Revolution. Now, and some people are saying it started with the Neolithic period. But basically, we're laying down permanent markers in the geological record. So we're talking species extinction, radioactive deposits in the soil. They're the kind of things that we can't actually change because they're irrevocable damage.
So it's basically, it's the era where we made our footprint, basically.
Unfortunately, what the geological record tends to show us is the way in which we've treated the planet and the ecosystem. So yes, unfortunately, it's a marker for damage.
I understand all of that, but so why is that here? Are you kind of lecturing the students?
Okay, so I mostly deal with waste. So I quite often work with large-scale waste, and I quite often present the viewer with what could look like piles of rubbish. There are lots and lots of different ways to frame these environmental questions. And for me, one of the really like most vital things about this commission is that I'm right in the middle of a university campus. It's a campus with 26,000 students. So for me, and this place and this space, I wanted to set up quite a direct and obvious, but hopefully visually captivating question to put together this contradiction between the Anthropocene era and the Las Vegas sign, basically a 1950s sign, a time of abundance, institutional investment, growth, even the embellishment of this star at the top for absolutely no reason whatsoever except for its own glory. I'm trying to say to people, look at this, and even the word fabulous, I've got to add that to it, because it says welcome to the fabulous Anthropocene era. I'm saying to people, take a look at what's actually happening around you. Have a think for a moment in terms of our actions, the cause and effect of what it is we do, the choices we're going to make. To explain a little bit more, it's also on quite a busy highway. So although it's a walking highway, it kind of mirrors the Las Vegas sign itself. You can't get to where it is you're going in this university, because it's kind of smack bang in the middle on one of their highways. So I'm both drawing the viewer in, because they're going, what's that? That's a complete contradiction. But also I'm asking them a question.
Will you come back and try and find out how students have sort of taken it on?
One of the other things I suppose that I always do is try to put enough clues and enough questions in the work that people want to go and find out more. A couple of things are interesting in terms of the university itself. They're opening a new earth sciences department, and earth sciences, geology, they're all subjects that are studied here. So I'm kind of, on one hand, I've got sort of some vested interests in terms of some of the students. Hopefully they will encourage their friends and peers. Now, on the other hand, we're actually setting up a Q&A debate, essentially, between the geology and the earth sciences department and myself, because we're going to talk about art in this context. We're going to question this very live topic, this question about whether or not we're even in the Anthropocene era, is in some ways an intellectual debate, but it's a very real physical debate that's happening now.